From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The death toll from a suicide bombing at a Sunni mosque in western Ghor province has been raised to 33. An official says the new figure includes a warlord who may have been the target of the attack. The attack in Ghor happened as a suicide bomber targeted a Shiite mosque in western Kabul. That attack occurred during Friday prayers and has killed at least 40 people. No group has thus far claimed responsibility in either attack. Thousands of Somalis gathered to pray Friday at the site of the country's deadliest attack, where the death toll has risen to 358. Several people also remain missing. The country's prime minister said Somalia's president will announce a state of war against the al-Shabaab extremist group blamed for the bombing. Somalia's army spokesman, Captain Abdullahi Iman, said the offensive involving thousands of troops will try to push al-Shabaab fighters out of their strongholds, where the group has launched many of their attacks. At least 14 Egyptian policemen have been killed in a shootout with militants in the country's western desert. Security officials say the policemen came under fire as they were searching for suspected members of Hassam, a group that has claimed responsibility for several attacks in Egypt during the past year. The officials said 8 other security personnel were also wounded in the attack, which took place in the Al-Wahat al-Bahriya district, about 135 kilometers southwest of Cairo. And as of nightfall, Egypt's state television said the attack was still taking place. No militant group immediately claimed involvement in Friday's shootout. Follow Voice of America on social media networks for more. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization reports pneumonic plague is continuing its spread at an alarming rate in urban areas of Madagascar, and greater effort is needed to bring this deadly disease under control. Lisa Schlein has that story from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
Health agencies are worried at how quickly this disease is spreading so early in Madagascar's plague season. The disease usually infects some 400 people a year, but this year, with 6 more months to go, the number of suspected cases is nearly 3 times higher than normal. WHO Regional Emergency Director for Africa, Ibrahima Sosfal, says the spread of the disease is faster because pneumonic plague, which is transmitted from person to person, has moved from the remote rural areas to congested urban areas. Latest figures put the number of suspected cases at 1,153, including 94 deaths. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A senior official says the former president of Cambodia's opposition, Sam Rainsy, will likely be charged with treason. Kim Sung-min from VOA's Khmer service explains what the charges may be against Rainsy and why the government is taking action.
What we heard is that the Cambodian government is trying to link Sam Rainsy to a speech that he gave in U.S. In 2011. Saying that Rainsy tried to ask the military, the armed forces, to turn their cannon against the government, to topple the government. But Rainsy later said that was quoted out of context. He mentioned examples of a country in the world where repression was so severe that people cannot bear it anymore. Even the military, who are children of the people, would do that to such a government. So, as for the government, concrete action, they have not taken any legal action against Sam Rainsy yet, only words from Hun Sen himself.
And that was VOA Khmer service reporter Kim Sung-min. Kurdish-led forces have declared victory over the Islamic State group in Raqqa, the former capital of its self-proclaimed caliphate, where militants had terrorized the population for 4 years, setting up a climactic last stand for the extremists in the last vestiges of territory they control. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy says his government will announce on Saturday the specific measures it plans to use to take control of the Catalonia region now that an agreement has been reached with the country's main opposition parties. Rajoy refused to confirm if the agreement with the socialists includes plans to hold regional elections in Catalonia in January. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.